This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
With you today, because long ago I answered my chosen calling and talent, which is all about giving help, assistance, and guidance to the sick and infirm. It feels awesome to participate in a radio forum where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally and well people to stay that way. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of helping you with your most precious possession, your health. Now, if you have a health-related problem or health quagmire or dilemma, situation, issue going on, I'm here for you. Free help for your good health is just a phone call away. Think about what's troubling you health-wise. Or what's troubling somebody you know in your life, maybe a loved one that's struggling and you'd like to bring some information back to them, you may do so. You've got health question, I've got health answers. Here's our toll-free number into the show as we open up the phone lines for any and all health-related questions or health comments. And I'll do my very best to help you out. Here's the number, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. That gets you into the show and on the air to ask that important question about your health. And remember, the only bad health question is the one you're not asking. So call in now and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. 888-553-7262. 1-888-553-7262. Dr. Bob on the internet. Spell out the word doctor. Dr. Bob on the internet. For all things related to health news and information, podcasts, all that is over there on the site. And boy, do we have a great show for you today. Oh man, wait until you get a listen to the topics and the subject matter we're going to be discussing on the show today. Some of it is just like, okay, wow. I didn't know that. That kind of revealing stuff. But before we get to that, let's address the ongoing scenario with the COVID surge is now the status. Surge, the COVID surge. You may have heard about this already. How experts are now predicting there's going to be an increase in COVID positivity and cases of COVID coming up, especially as the weather starts to change and people are, doing different things. And you might want to say to yourself, well, how can they predict this sort of thing? And I found something out that I thought was pretty strange. You may. It's kind of a topic where you go, oh, yuck, I don't even want to hear about that. That's too much information. Well, many experts are saying that they find out about COVID as it relates to where we're headed with this pandemic, because it's certainly far from over. In fact, it will never be over, really. It becomes the new common cold. But the experts say look to the sewer to help with the prediction of where we're going with this COVID pandemic. The first clues apparently appear in sewer water. And those clues are piling up, pun intended. As the United States enters year three of the COVID pandemic, disease trackers are trying to stay one step ahead of the constantly evolving or changing virus, coronavirus, COVID-19 disease, by hunting for it in none other than feces, sewer water. And in fact, in the state of Maine, hospitals are on alert for a potential surge of patients tipped off by consistently rising levels of the coronavirus in wastewater, which they are constantly analyzing. In Ohio, for example, which has used sewage surveillance to identify new variants, authorities are tracking substantially increased levels of a dozen of the state's 71 monitoring sites, including south of Columbus in the state of Texas and Houston. Steady increases have not been accompanied by a rise in hospitalizations for the first time in almost 2 years, suggesting, of course, in their minds, that the COVID shots and previous infections, as in natural immunity, maybe keeping people out of hospitals. Now, the secrets of the virus can be found in wastewater because most infected people shed tiny pieces of the virus, just like people who get the shots shed tiny pieces of the virus. When they, in this case, talking about the sewer water, use the toilets. So as it flushes down the toilet, somebody on the other end is analyzing it. So regularly analyzing wastewater from sewage treatment plants allows scientists to measure when those levels are rising and falling and what variants are present about 4 to 6 days before people start testing positive. So they're trying to get out in front of it by looking at the wastewater levels and the shedding of viruses that show up in the sewer system. Wow, I wouldn't talk about a dirty job, and who would want to do that? Somebody's got to do it, though. Wastewater surveillance has long been used to contain polio outbreaks and its potential for helping staunch the coronavirus was recognized as the start of the pandemic. Now, sewage monitoring has gained increasing importance as a preventive measure. Now, eventually, the CDC plans to use wastewater surveillance to gathering data on other pathogens such as antibiotic-resistant bacteria, norovirus, the flu, influenza, a deadly fungal pathogen called Candida auris, and also foodborne infections caused by E. coli and Salmonella. So they see the relevance and the importance of analyzing sewage. In the state of Arizona, in Tempe, where I've actually broadcast this show from the Lake Tempe. It's amazing, those memories. Tempe has approved money for tracking at least a dozen pathogens or biomarkers in addition to SARS-CoV-2. One of them is the asthma rescue medication albuterol, which people shed in their waste to pinpoint where more trees can be planted to improve air quality, strange as it sounds. The Arizona City has hired an arborist to expand the tree canopy to help improve air quality and diminish asthma. One of the lead people involved in this said, and I quote, "I never thought I would be sitting down to an arborist to talk about wastewater. This is how local governments should be thinking about public health, not just responding to emergency calls on the worst day." So, That's how they're trying to predict rises and falls and surges in COVID-related issues, is by studying wastewater systems. Now, if that causes a lead time to get out in front of something that's coming our way, I think it's important, but it is so fascinating, at least in my mind, how these things are worked out. Now, I also, and you may have read about this already, some information out about, and it always comes to pass when we see actors, famous people, who develop a sickness like COVID and are out in the public talking about it or talking about it with reporters, and none other than the actor Matthew Broderick talking about getting COVID after he was so careful, and now he is really disappointed over it. We're going to talk about that when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. You are listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Appreciate you tuning into the program and telling others to do the same. Remember also, you can have access to news from around the globe that you may not find anywhere else over on the website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. All the news from everywhere that we try to pull together, and, of course, the podcast library and other fun stuff. drbob.com. All right, now, if you're just tuning into the program, I just discussed kind of a topic that nobody wants to think about. Way too much information. Talking about how people now are trying to figure out when the next surge of COVID will be, whether and what type of COVID it's going to be, BA.2, 3, 4, you know, all the variants that just continue to evolve, how to get out in front of it, knowing when it's going to fall. And, as I was reading the information about it, I was thinking about a laboratory where you have all these laboratory people who are dedicated to what they do. But, boy, I sure wouldn't want to be one of them, analyzing sewer content. And as I was, during the break, asking the co-pilot of the show, Alex, who does all the heavy lifting behind the scenes and makes sure the show doesn't crash and burn and all of that, I asked Alex, would you do that job where you're trying to predict these COVID surges by analyzing sewer content to get out in front of it? And he says, "Oh, Alex, what'd you say? I'll let you say it."
I'd love to.
You love to. Yeah, I can see. Can you see this, Alex? People in hazmat suits, you know, they're fully masked up, and of course they're completely impenetrable with their, and they're looking under microscopes. All I can see in my mind's eye is one of them, you know, there's multi stations in this lab deep in the bowels of a research institute somewhere. One of them yells out, "Okay, we've got one from Ohio here. It's a real bad one. It's a new strain." And they all, you know, they get excited when they see stuff like this. You're saying that would be, I think most people would find that repugnant and disgusting to even think about doing anything like this. And you're thinking that would be, you'd be on board with that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hit the alarm, you know.
Okay, well, thanks for your feedback there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to also let you know today we have a health poll question we'd love to get your opinion of. It goes like this. This last week, of course, you heard all the clamor and the noise about the lifting of the mask mandates, and the city of Philadelphia, they reimposed it, then they took it back again. It's just like people are getting whiplash over the public transportation changes that are going on. Should they not? Some do, some don't. Some are abiding by it. Some airline are now lifting the mask mandates. We ask you this question over at drbob.com. Do you agree with lifting of mask mandates in public transportation? Yes or no? How do you feel about that? You can sound off here on the show, or if you don't want to participate, call it out on the air. You can always go over to the website drbob.com and vote and give your opinion of it. We'll have those results next weekend on the show as we gather our polling data. Do you agree with lifting of mask mandates in public transportation? Because there's been a lot of clamor and a lot of talk about that, where people walk into a public place, and there's a certain amount of people who have masks on and others who don't, and there's a lot of interaction that's going on with eyeballs, as in, you know, people who have masks on who watch people walk in without any mask, no matter where it's at in the public place. They sort of like go, "Oh, they're giving them stink eye. What are you doing in here? Get that mask on." And others are going, that don't have masks on, "Why are they wearing masks anyway? You don't need them. They don't work." I mean, the back and forth is happening. So, love to get your opinion of it. Do you agree with lifting of mask mandates in public transportation? Yes or no? Vote at drbob.com. You can also call it out here on the radio show, your belief system on that, if you have strong feelings, that is. Share it with the audience. 888-553-7262 is our number into the show. 888-55-DR-BOB. 888-553-7262 is the number to call. Now, as promised, Matthew Broderick, an actor, famous actor, husband of Sarah Jessica Parker. He was interested. He was in the news talking about how He was so disappointed as a result of getting COVID because he says, I was so careful, so careful. Yeah, but very disappointed. The actor appeared on Sirius XM's Jess Cable show recently to talk about his experience starring opposite his wife, Sarah Jessica Parker, in the Broadway production Plaza Suite. During the conversation, he opened up about missing several performances of the Neil Simon play after having to quarantine due to testing positive for COVID. Broderick, the actor, Matthew Broderick, went on to explain that he had first noticed symptoms the day he got a booster shot. And he says, and I quote, I got a booster, a second booster, and the day I thought I must be sick because of my booster. Oh, I've heard that so many times. But then I was coughing every time I looked up the side effects from the booster shot. There was nothing about having a cough, he said. So anyway, I got a booster and COVID on the very same day. I've heard that so many times. So many times. And there may be somebody in the audience right now who had the exact same response. Fully boosted, you got COVID. Not only did you get COVID once, you may have had it multiple times, which I'm hearing more and more about. In fact, I hear more from people who test positive for COVID who have had COVID vaccines than those who have not. Far and away more than that. So you can weigh in on that if you like as well. Our number into the program, 888-553-7262, 888-55, Dr. Bob, 1-888-553-7262. We have that poll question, love to get your opinion of, either on the air or on the site. Do you agree with lifting of the mask mandates in public transportation? Yes or no? Now, you may remember what Dr. Anthony Fauci said from the very beginning of the whole pandemic about his view of wearing masks. Alex, let's go with that.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
Yeah, that's what he said at the beginning. That started it. And then, of course, as has he flip-flopped on so many things, as has the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, flip-flopped on so many things. They know that masks don't work, ladies and gentlemen. We had a world-renowned virologist on this very radio show. You may remember this. More than 2 years ago, Dr. Judy Mikovits, also talking about how masks don't work. They don't stop the aerosolized viral particles that people waft in the air by talking, sneezing, coughing, eating. They just come right on around that mask and into your face. We're coming back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with Can-See Eye Drops. I personally use Can-See Eye Drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. TELOS95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Zone where people tune in to this radio show each and every week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and stay healthy naturally. Welcome or welcome back to this program, the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob. If you've decided to get back to feeling good again, excellent. You've come to the right place. We can get started with that journey. Should you have a personal health question that you have on your mind about yourself or someone else, you can call into our toll-free number, get the information you need, hopefully get on your journey back to health, become independently healthy as opposed to dependently sick, resurrect your health safely and naturally. Our number into the program, open topic questions, our fair game, and health-related comments. 888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. Just talked about Anthony Fauci, and gosh, it's really hard to shake him. It's kind of like in the opinion of some. It's kind of like an odor that just won't go away, no matter how you disinfect or try to clean it up. Just won't go away. Well, he stepped in it again this week. Dr. Fauci did. I don't know if you know about this. He was highly criticized for something he recently said this week. A disturbing opinion about the U.S. court system overruling the CDC with respect to mask mandates. Did you know about this? Fauci may want to take a little time to review the Constitution and the case law, especially after letting this loose from his lips. Dr. Anthony Fauci took major heat this last week by lamenting, just Thursday, that it was disturbing in his mind that a federal court would rule against the CDC's COVID-19 travel mask mandate, adding in his opinion that, and I quote, "This is not a judicial matter." Well, prominent conservative Twitter users crushed Dr. Fauci for his stupidity, with many accusing the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease director of thinking he, as God of the universe, and the CDC, omnipotent CDC over there, are above the law, and of being hell-bent on using COVID to control people. Fauci's irksome comments happened during the Thursday interview with CBS News about U.S. Court Judge Catherine Kimball Mizelli striking down the travel mandate on Monday. During the segment on the streaming show Red and White, CBS anchor Robert Costa asked Fauci, and I quote, "Do you personally agree or disagree with her interpretation of public health law?" That was the question. Here's how Dr. Fauci responded. This is the guy that told us in the beginning, "No, don't wear a mask. You're kidding me. It doesn't do anything. It may make you feel psychologically better, but it doesn't do anything to stop the spread of diseases like viruses." And then he changed on that and so many other topics. I don't have to get into it. It's just old hat. Well, here's how Fauci responded to the question from the CBS anchor Robert Costa when asked, "Do you personally agree or disagree with the interpretation of public health law?" And that's, of course, related to the U.S. court judge striking the mask mandate. Fauci responded in this way, and I quote, "Well, I clearly disagree. I mean, those types of things should be decided as a public health issue by the public health organizations, in this case, the CDC. This is a public health matter, not a judicial matter." In other words, what he's essentially saying there is that the CDC gets it right 100% of the time. You never need to question them. They're all-knowing, all-wise, and they have all the answers. And by now, of course, every one of us knows that's bogus beyond description based on how many times they've fumbled the ball over the last two-plus years related to pandemic, this pandemic we're in. Just unbelievable, the arrogance of these kinds of individuals. Do you agree or disagree? Well, sound out on it if you like. Our number into the program, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262. Have you lost confidence in Dr. Fauci or the CDC? Or are you still on board with them because you just believe in them? 888-55-DR-BOB, 888-553-7262 is the number into the program. If you'd like to vote on this week's health poll question we have on the site, it goes like this. Do you agree with lifting the mask mandates in public transportation? This is a very polarizing topic. It's one way or the other. There's no waffling on this. People either say, "Yep, I am just tired of that face diaper suffocating me and my children." Or they're saying, "No, are you kidding? You will not take this mask off my face, off my cold hands. I have a death grip on that face mask on my face, and it's staying there, and nobody's going to talk me out of it." It's one or the other. It's one way or the other. There's nothing in between. Where do you fall? Our number into the program, 888-553-7262, 1-888-55-DR-BOB, 888-553-7262. A lot of people are already voting on the site with respect to agreeing or disagreeing with the face lifting of the mask mandates in public transportation. I was watching a scene from an airplane that was live when the pilot came on the system of the intercom, and he announced to the passengers, and it was just rolling off the airwaves, the announcement, and he announced to the passengers, and they were filming them during the announcement, that they have lifted the face mandate. And of course, you could hear the very vocal people on the airplane screaming and hollering and joy, and then others, you could see their faces like, say, what? No, this face mask is not coming off my face. Why are you guys hooping and hollering, and why are you happy over losing your face mask? I love my face mask. It's not coming off. So it's one way or the other. How do you land on that yourself? 888-553-7262. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Stay with us.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals heart drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. And if you're just tuning into the program for the very first time, we have a health poll question on my personal website, We'd love to get your opinion of it. It goes like this. Do you agree with lifting of mask mandates in public transportation? Yes or no? Now, you can sound out on that on this radio show, if you like, or just do it privately over on my website at drbob.com. Spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Do you agree with the lifting of the mask mandates in public transportation? Like I said during leading up to the break there, there's no waffling. People either do or they don't. Nobody's saying, well, I don't know, you know. No, no. One way or the other, it's so strong. Now, also coming up, I want to let you know, we're going to be discussing a lot of important topics you'll not want to miss out on, especially if you roll up to that drive-up window at the local coffee shop, whether it be Peeps or Starbucks or wherever it may be. Those disposable cups that they dispense to put your hot drinks in, your hot coffee, your latte, your hot tea, disposable cups are shedding plastic particles into your drink in the trillions. A new study has revealed that disposable hot beverage cups served to tens of millions of Americans in coffee shops and restaurants each and every day and convenience stores shed trillions and trillions of microscopic plastic particles into your drink. No extra charge. Yes, the same disposable coffee cups you find at Starbucks and other shops. I'm not just picking on Starbucks, but everybody knows where they're at. They're on about every corner in America. But these shops dispense these cups. Because you have to ask yourself, well, wait a minute. This is a paper cup. How does it keep from leaking? And how does that fluid, that hot fluid that's sometimes 200 degrees Fahrenheit and higher, how is that maintained inside that cup and not leaking out the side? Have you ever heard of polyethylene, ladies and gentlemen? Polyethylene. Polyethylene is coating these plastic cups, or not these plastic cups, but paper cups. And we're going to be talking about that coming up next hour, so you don't want to miss that, especially if you or somebody you know receives these cups. These disposable cups, supposedly, and I can tell you this, that polyethylene is not easy to dispose. I mean, it may take tens of decades to get rid of, and yet these microscopic plastic particles are in your drink, and you are swallowing them in the form of polyethylene, plastic coating. And I know that it's going to be a bummer for some people because they're just going to think and reflect now on how many cups did you say you've consumed over the last 40 years rolling up to the local coffee shop and getting that disposable, supposedly safe and organic cup. And you're now just finding out that they have finally figured out that as soon as that hot coffee at the temperatures of boiling or so are dispersing and shedding these plastic particles into your drink without your knowledge, without you knowing that you're swallowing it and ingesting polyethylene plastic. And what on earth does that mean to you long term with the accumulation? Because we're starting to hear and learn about plastics in the environment. It's finally hitting the point where, you know, they're finding plastics in children, their bloodstream. These xenoestrogen elements, they're finding over 200 chemicals in the cord blood of babies who were just born, chemicals like polyethylene, and the long-term effects, nobody knows what it is, nobody knows how these poisons, these toxins, which are certainly not of nature, they are synthetic, and believed by many experts to be carcinogenic over time. And it's not just one thing. It's the accumulation, the bio load that an individual accumulates over a lifetime, because drinking out of a disposable cup that you receive at a coffee shop that apparently is lined with this polyethylene toxin, it's not going to drop you the day that you suck down trillions of microscopic particles of this synthetic substance. No, it's not going to do that. But it's that with all the other things that we're hit with and exposed to. And you add that to a stressful lifestyle and the standard American diet, which is devoid of nutrients that we need every day, and all the other challenges that we have in life, then somewhere along the line, there's a critical mass breaking point that occurs in a human being. And then suddenly, you know, something gives way. It may give way in the form of a tumor. It may give way in the form of a heart attack. It may give way in the form of autoimmune disease being tripped. Something trips the balance to become imbalanced. It doesn't just happen because of your astrological sign or your latitude and longitude or your genetics. We know this now. Something's triggering it. And could this be part of it? The ongoing toxicity that we allow. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Dr. Bob Martin here with Celebratory News. Check this. 50 years later, 900 published scientific papers proving the value of their product and millions of people having benefited by the health-giving properties of aged garlic extract. Kinenbi Ometo in Japanese means happy anniversary. The company, Wakanaga, initially developed their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, in Japan. They brought it to the United States in 1972. So happy anniversary, Wakanaga of America. The unique part about their aged garlic extract is that the aging process converts garlic's unstable properties into the beneficial compounds, distinguishing Kyolic aged garlic extract from other garlic products on the market. This exclusive process allows the support of healthy cholesterol, homocysteine, and blood pressure levels. Aged garlic extract has also been shown to promote healthy circulation, reduce coronary artery calcification, enhance immunity, and encourage proper memory and liver function.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Goodbye. Martin's show, and I want you to stick around because next hour we've got a ton of stuff to share with you. And you might think, based on the last bit of information, as I disclosed to you, that scientists are now looking at the inside coating of these coffee cups and teacups that are served at your prototypical coffee shop. They line the inside of these supposedly paper disposable cups. Polyethylene. Do just a quick search, as we just did on the internet, to find out, okay, so I'm drinking these particles that are coming off in this cup. What does that cause? Wouldn't somebody have told me about that by now? It can't be that bad. People drink it all day long. Well, they do. It's true. And it's been going on for some time, but it's now just being reported because of this new study that is revealing that these hot beverages served to tens of millions of Americans in coffee shops, restaurants, convenience stores, shed trillions of microscopic plastic particles into your drink, and then you swallow it. Now, you might say, oh, well, it's polyethylene. What is that? It's a plastic coating. What can it cause, do you think, Dr. Bob? Well, just go to the internet and do a quick search on it. Here are the common side effects of swallowing polyethylene. Irritation of the rectum. A sleep disorder you can develop. Excessive thirst. Nausea, vomiting, stomach cramps, abdominal bloating, a feeling of general discomfort, and malaise, as in fatigue. Now, how would a doctor know if you rolled into a doctor's office and said, you know, I'm just tired all the time, doc. I just can't get my energy back. Or I've got stomach bloating or stomach cramps. I just have this low-grade nausea. I'm not sleeping at night. And the doctor says, oh, yeah, I know what it is. You must be drinking coffee. You must be drinking coffee from the disposable coffee cups down at Starbucks or Peeps or some other place, and you're sucking down polyethylene, right? I mean, how many times has that happened? How about zero? Because we're just finding out about this, which is an outrage in and of itself. And then if you look at on the internet now, just do a Google, polyethylene. Some of the more severe side effects with the accumulation of it from drinking out of these cups that have trillions of these microscopic particles in them: severe bloody diarrhea, rectal bleeding, blood in the stool, severe worsening of stomach pain. It just gets worse as you accumulate this stuff. The takeaway here is real simple. Don't drink out of the disposable coffee cups any longer because you don't want polyethylene in your system. They're coated with this stuff, and it comes off at a temperature equal to what they heat up in terms of coffee and other hot drinks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.